Drawn to the Fire. Written by Wildhack and read by Schmaler. Summary. One girl in all the galaxy. Rey is alone in the guts of a battlecruiser when it hits her out of nowhere. A sudden spike of heat and hunger. She almost loses her grip on her grapple, and she lands harder than she ever has before, but it isn't jarring. Rey rubs her own arms, worried about the prickling, pent-up feeling rushing through her. She was tired a minute ago, and thirsty, but now she feels like she could work another 6 hours without rest. She feels like she could run home and still not run out of energy. "Something's wrong," she says out loud, testing it, and the bright desert day does not answer her. "Something is very wrong," she repeats, and loads up her speeder, leaps onto the back, wonders all the way back to the outpost what she should do about the hunger, this ravenous, marrow-deep feeling that there's something she needs to do. There's something terribly important she needs, but she can't explain what it is. She finds out that night, after she's battened up the hatches and recited the usual charms for safety and protection. It took a few years before the ward started recognizing the AT-AT as a home, but now no vampire can enter without her permission. Mostly, demons stay away from the wasteland and scavenger territory, but her basic magecraft should discourage anything too nasty from looking her way. But having lit her candle against the shadows, knowing only idiots and monsters leave the safety of indoors at night, Rey feels the hunger fill her up. The hunger wants her to go outside. The hunger wants her to find a monster or risk shaking apart from sheer inaction. The hunger wants her to pick up her staff and laugh into the dark. "Don't," Rey mutters sternly to herself, gripping her own knees, unable to stop herself from staring at the door. "Something's wrong with you. Stay where you are." But after the night deepens a little, something comes scratching at Rey's door. "I can feel you," the monster says, rattling and old and amused. "All ripe and flush with power. All alone, too. Come on out, little girl. Come out and let me see you." Rey stops trembling, and the hunger leaps within her, transforms into something like a fierce gladness beating against her ribcage. She picks up her staff and faces the door. "Why don't you come in?" she suggests, and bares her teeth in a smile. She kills a monster every night that week, adds to the desert's stores of dust. She finds she's stronger than before, that the hunger gave her strength to match her newfound recklessness. She brings plot bigger, better halls, parts that would have taken her weeks to dig up before. She knocks out the men he sends after her to see how she's doing it. The next time plot tries to undersell her, she crumples the edge of his trade counter by flexing her fingers, and he flinches, hard, gives Rey her rightful portions. More monsters come. Rey slays them all. When she sleeps, which isn't often, she dreams of a woman. Human, dark-eyed, dark-haired, white clay daubed on her face. "This is where you sleep," the woman says, and shows her a bed of ash. "This is where you live," the woman says, and shows her a house of bone. "This is who you are," the woman says, and Rey finds herself in a vast stone chamber, surrounded by thousands of women, all standing still as statues. Some of the women are human, some are not. But they are all young, they are all smiling, they are all carrying death in their hands. I don't understand, Ray tells her guide, looking around that shadowed gallery with a flicker of longing in her heart. Is she one of them? Are these her sisters, the family she was stolen from? Who are they? Who am I? The woman reaches out and touches two fingers to Ray's heart, her hand somehow sliding into Ray's chest until Ray thinks she understands how it must feel to be a vampire in the instant before the stake turns them to dust. You are the thing that monsters fear, the woman says. We do not live long, but we live well. Live well, Slayer. Ray wakes from the dream in tears, but she is strangely calm, wiping them from her cheeks. She can name herself now. Who are you? The resistance fighter asks her, days later, after they've stolen a ship and escaped to the stars. The hunger stirs in Ray's chest, but doesn't pull her back to the desert and the night. There are plenty of monsters out in the black. I'm Ray, she says, grinning at him. I'm the Slayer. The end. Thank you for listening. This podfic was recorded as a gift for Rena Jenkins for the informal Twitter Podfic Exchange 2016. I hope you enjoyed it. This podfic, as well as all of my other works, can be found at archiveofourown.org/users/schmaler. Comments and kudos are always appreciated.